We'll call the meeting to order at 7:01. And I guess I'll call the roll call. Dan Ritter.
Here.
Greg Chilcott.
Here.
Megan Hansen.
Here.
And Bob Michelson.
Here.
Jerry Phillips had been the representative, but council has
resigned,
and so you're back on the board. We're missing two other. There should be seven. What we're missing then is a member from town. Jerry Phillips was one. The position one was Joe Moore, resigned in 2017.
Anybody know how he's doing?
He's doing well, health-wise.
And then the Jerry Phillips replacement. Jerry Phillips, I guess, was
so
council and town representative.
No, to clarify, the town representative position was left vacant when we appointed Jerry Phillips as the council representative.
Okay.
So Jerry was the council representative.
Okay.
And then we needed to recruit for a town representative and the other position on the board. So all the positions on the board, with the exception of two, are appointed by the mayor's office. The other two are appointed by the council.
Okay.
So the council can select either a staff member or whomever they want to choose in one position, and then they select one of their own to fill in the other position. So as of today's date, Mr. Michelson is not on the planning and zoning board because he hasn't been reappointed into that position as the council's representative.
Okay, but he was.
But that's the intent.
Previously, that's the intent. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be council member. Then there are two members from town to be appointed by city council. Then
one appointed by me, one appointed by city council.
Okay. Good.
Roll call.
Did you follow that?
So. I'm sorry, I don't have the minutes from the last meeting, but I think we've.
I don't believe we have
approved.
Last week.
When was?
There was one in October, wasn't there? I believe. Of last year.
Oh,
okay. Then we'll pass on that. Before we jump into the rest of the agenda. That you've got in front of you. Since Mr. Moore is here, I wonder if there'd be interest in rearranging things. Do we want to elect board officers first and then work into the streets master plan that Mr. Moore is here to discuss? I think we can take the variance request last since those people are not here, if that makes sense.
I nominate John Kellogg as chairman.
A second.
John, do we have copy? I printed out some, but not all, of the email. Are there copies floating around? Or if not, that's fine.
What part would you like? There's the...
Yeah, I didn't print out all that. If you have an extra.
Yep.
Thanks.
You can't get any.
I brought one.
Yeah, part of it.
Okay, so we could probably work through the election of board officers if that's okay with everybody. With the difficulties we're having maintaining a membership, it becomes kind of critical to try to work in folks that are going to be able to attend the meetings. Last year, thanks to Mr. Chilcott, I'm the chair.
There's a motion on the floor,
and you're the
chairman.
Chair. And I believe Dan is the secretary, treasurer. Is that right?
I'm the secretary?
Yes.
But just? But as of today.
But as of today, that could change. So we'll open the floor for nominations for chair.
So, can I request a little clarification? We're down two members?
Two, yes.
And do we know who those are going to be? They're to be nominated?
We don't know.
How do
we don't have
to elect without having two these guys on there?
You're going to have to select from your own. Who's here tonight out of Greg, Dan, and John, and yourself? Right. That's who you get to elect from, officially.
Unless but there are two more members coming on.
There should be, assuming council will
there has to be
the representative from city council, town council.
I'm sure. I don't think the other ones would want to.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd amend my motion to re-elect the same slate of officers for this coming year.
Which is
it's 1, 2, 3.
Chair.
And I second that because of my work schedule.
I tried to ask Megan to be vice chair.
I'm gone 50% of the time from the
I wasn't going to ask John the same question.
And that's not really fair to everybody, or me.
I'm okay with that because my schedule is more flexible than anybody's here. I think. Who cares if work doesn't get done? Is there a second to the motion? No, you second the motion. Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I'm secretary.
Congratulations!
Well, you guys can swim.
That's a good job if you didn't even know you were.
Yeah, I mean, if I could keep doing it.
I'd keep that job.
What if I make a motion to have a different word than that?
I'd keep that job because you didn't even know.
Well, the last time, I think Audrey or
Stacy
did the work for you.
Yeah.
Stacy did all of it.
Yeah. So, hopefully you'll get some assistance along the way. Other than that, minutes. We don't have a public hearing tonight, so there's. I imagine the minutes can be fairly succinct, so that you don't need.
To he does. We've never done the minutes. We are just given the recording and they transcribe.
They're loosely done anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Who transcribes them?
Well, who at this point transcribes?
Yeah, I mean, you're not looking at a transcriber.
No, clerk, town clerk.
Yeah, we don't have a town clerk.
Yeah, valid point. Something that's a challenge throughout the organization. So the town clerk hasn't necessarily transcribed the recording in the past. What they've done is use the recording to come up with a summary of what happened at the planning and zoning board. Basically, when motions, you note when the motions are made and what discussion was held. Not necessarily word for word. Dan said this, Greg said that, yes. Megan followed up. But there was a discussion held on officers for the planning and zoning board. That's the detail that you put in the minutes because the recording really serves as what happened at your meeting.
Okay.
If we have any questions, we'll look at the minutes.
And that's on file.
If the minutes don't make any sense, then we go back to the recording.
The audio is the official minutes.
Okay. All right.
Good.
So as long as you don't delete the audio, Dan, you'll be okay.
So does that mean Dan's minutes could just say, see audio?
That's right.
We have some former copies of minutes that you can look at to show the level of detail.
Are we going to have a town clerk in the near future?
I don't know that.
All right.
It's not looking promising.
So there's a motion on the floor to appoint the same officers as last year. A seconded voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
It's
carried. Okay. Now, if the board is in agreement, since Mr. Moore is here, he's been willing to make a presentation to us. Maybe a little bit of background where this came from. When we all got the flyers in the mail regarding the upcoming vote and the proposal and questioning what our priorities would be. I noticed in within that that there were some aspects of the long-range plan for the school that coincided with our the town's long-range transportation plan, which was adopted back in 2006. And I thought it would be appropriate for the board to discuss this, and if necessary, council could consider having the board take a look at whether there is any interest in looking at the 2006 transportation plan and seeing if what is proposed by the school and what has happened between 2006 and now would warrant some recommended changes to the transportation plan. Interestingly enough, what the school district has proposed coincides fairly closely with what was in the transportation plan, which I was surprised that the extension of 3rd Street across the railroad tracks, across the ditch, and within the transportation plan, it went all the way to the connection to Willow Way and Creekside. The school district's proposal did not go that far. It stopped a little bit short of that because their needs aren't to connect up to Creekside. So with that in mind, I contacted Superintendent Moore, and he was gracious enough to say he'd be willing to come and explain the school's background in this. And that's why.
Thank you for inviting.
Appreciate it.
And I appreciate it. And I would hope it aligns fairly well, because the engineering firm that came in with the architects was to come to the town and look at the plans and the future planning, so it should align to some degree. And I actually had never seen that 6 year or that, that 2006 plan, so that but they were employed to do that. So
can
just
you
for
yeah. Which engineering firm or which architecture firm?
NMW.
With PCI?
No.
NMW Architects out of Missoula.
With Morris and Merrily? With which engineering firm?
Oh.
HDR probably?
HDR.
I'm guessing. No?
That's
you've got a.
That's okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, so when you look school grounds, this is Park right here. This is Burnt Fork, of course. The school has this property all the way down to this property line right here. The Community Foundation has this. And then this odd little sliver of land we own. And then we come back in, and our property makes this weird jog all the way out and comes back out from the Burnt Fork. So there's this piece right here, this is about 8.9 acres we do not own, and this 8.5 acres in this area we don't own. The ditch, this is the supply ditch that runs and bisects. And so the architects have proposed the extension of 3rd Street out in the original plans in the 20-year plan, with terminating the parking lot right here and just offshore of Willow Way. And there is the baseball complex and some development going on there, but it is on school land. We rent this land out to the Soccer Association and the Little League Baseball Association. And then there's also, I talked to the town council last year prior to the bond election about Phillips Street, which is this street right here, and the fact that we cross all of our students, our littles cross up to 6 times a day to get to the playground, crossing Phillips Street with Wishbone Parking. And so I approached the town council about actually moving out, and there's a pump house right there that you can barely see at the corner of that, coming up that lot line and bringing Phillips Street in and around. Included in this bond, however, is also the purchase of that 8.5 acres right there. And so the city has a water easement that runs through here. It has a sewer easement that last sewer manhole's about right there. And my hands shake so bad anymore, I apologize. So that high pressure water main that services the Twin Creek subdivision comes out, comes along this property line, and there is a shutoff right there at the corner of this property, and then there's a hydrant right here, and then it turns and comes down this side and goes out to the Creekside subdivision.
So that loops back to the town, but it doesn't connect with the water main up where the extension of Third Street would be, is it?
That is correct. That's correct. There is water there. Yeah. It comes up to service the Creekside subdivision, and so there's a water main there also. Mm-hmm. And the sewer comes... Oh, doggone it. I apologize. The sewer runs along ALC from Twin Creeks and comes back, and my understanding connects right there. Okay. And the sewer comes down, and you cross the ditch here, and it comes into town. My understanding is the sewer here, because when they made that crossing at the ditch, apparently it created some change in underground water table, and et cetera, that created a stir prior to my arrival here with the gentleman that owns the corner property right here.
Yes. We're well aware of that.
Okay, and so right now, Third Street, if it were included, and it's not included in the project at this point, including that street, would actually create a pretty serious disruption to our soccer field. If you figure a 60-foot road easement through there, we'd be shortening that soccer field by 60 feet. I'm not sure where the center of easement is on that. So we're not sure that makes a lot of sense. The proposal, of course, is this Phillips Street move and abandoning just the surface, but not, of course, you're going to keep the easement through in the middle of the playground, because we're not going to pick up a sewer line and a water line and move that. We're waiting to see what happens with this bond, so we can come back to the town council and execute a plan with the town council and seek permission. We were given the nod, I was given the nod the last time to go ahead and pursue that and report back to them when we knew more. Of course, those bonds failed, so there was no reason to report back to the town council at that point in time.
So that's just a relocation of a road on your property?
Yes.
Which makes a ton of sense with that.
Right, because we really want a parking and drop-off area, move the playground back here.
Could you move the whole school bus parking barn?
Yeah. And so we're moving the transportation areas, the bus barn is right there, and then there's a secondary bus barn here with bus parking right here. Mm-hmm. And if you zoom in on this, you probably can even see those, but I want me to zoom in a little closer.
So you'd access that not right through the...
And so this is that bus parking. Mm-hmm. Right, yep, there. So these things would go away. This would stay there as a maintenance facility, and the street would actually come along the railroad easement turn and cross Phillips Street here.
And who's using that street?
Which one?
Now, Phillips.
For the main street?
Going out this
out here. This is accessed by Brad Paulson, who owns this property right here.
So just
right
that
here.
One property and the tennis courts on them.
And then Palmer's, Gary and Joni live right here. So they're... and part of the issue, quite frankly, is we paid for easement research with a land attorney out of Missoula, and the easement from this point across this land right here to the bridge was never recorded on any deeds.
Wow.
And so the best we could probably come up with is a prescriptive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say anything about the townie, the town or the county or anybody crossing through. That's not my point of view. But right now, from this point, we could go out and continue out. This is railroad lease that we lease. We could go out and around, but really we still have to cross back onto that property right here to get to that bridge. So that's kind of the whole thing as far as roads in a nutshell. But there are some easement issues there that we're trying to resolve, and that's why it's included as part of the bond issue, that purchase of that 8.5 acres, very clearly, so we can clear that easement and have access. The supply ditch in their bylaws has a prohibition against new crossings on the ditch which I don't know if they can make that stick or not, but I really don't like getting in arguments with people if I can avoid them. And so I'll show you a proposal in a minute. If we get this land purchase done, we're looking at trying to come with a parking lot here, access, and I'll show you these pictures in just a moment. I just got them today from the architect, with actually a foot access across into the center of our activities fields, the track, football field, soccer field, and there's proposals to move this tennis court. Right now the surfaces are in really, really bad shape and cracked, and so they're a tear out at this point in time, and the architects are telling us that whether we leave them there or whether we move them, the bottom line is it's virtually the same cost. So moving back to the architectural rendering.
Is this from NFW?
This is from NFW, yeah. So that shows that 8.5 acre parcel in here. And it actually, we own this 5 already up here. And this is where 3rd Street would cross and come across that and go up if we were to do that. And so then they, you know, they're looking at busing here. We had originally talked about putting busing here. Oh my goodness gracious.
Is that plugged in over there?
Is there access on the floor?
We're okay. I'll have it here momentarily.
Is that plugged right behind you?
Yeah, right here if you can hit it around.
Reach? How far away
am I? Right
here?
That'll
work.
Does that work?
Yeah.
You're in, I think.
So, I have, like, 3 renderings that I've received from the architects today about this, and we've talked about moving tennis courts over to here, making this parking to access this area. You know, really, since there's no easement there, if we were to own it, you know, again, we're not looking for fights with people, but there's no real access to that old Paulson property, ALC, which runs out here in this section here. At the school would own. So, really, that's, you know, the 3rd Street is the big thing, but also that bus traffic and what this looks like and how we'd make this look, whether we'd be coming out here. One of the proposals was for 2 exits from this area, but MRL is always, you know, you don't know if you're going to get an easement to cross from them, and if not, we still have this crossing right here, and MRL wouldn't have to approve that because that's already a crossing. So we can swing the buses in, come in down here, and park down here. And essentially that's it.
So the current middle of your proposal does not depend on a 3rd Street access,
no.
But it could use one if you...
The 20-year plan has a 3rd Street access in it,
mm-hmm.
But currently we would not have to put 3rd Street through to accomplish what we would want to accomplish. And in fact, if we did put 3rd Street through, it would likely create an issue on our main soccer playing field when we have to relocate that playing field somehow.
Right.
Because
it's
a short field.
Yeah.
It seems like ALC Way would be
But that's not a city street. That's a school district road.
Oh.
And which is why when I point out this property right here, slide this over a little bit. This is where ALC runs in right here. School District Road. This property is really essentially landlocked right now because there is no easement across there. If Palmers wanted to play hardball, they'd probably ride on our coattails when we went for a prescriptive easement if we had to. But you know, anytime you start doing prescriptive stuff, people get pretty wild-eyed. And that's not what we want to do. And so we're in active conversations with Palmers to get this taken care of. And it's been a pretty amicable conversation.
In the town's future street plan in 2006, and there are explanations that this is not precise. The concept is that they access would be good for future development along these lines if a number of things fell into place and there were no major obstacles to connection. So the plan shows a connection from the end of the third comes up to here, and I forget what this is called here.
That's East Third.
East Third, mm-hmm. And it crosses through, and the plan was to connect up to
Willow
Way. And full disclosure, this is my property here, so in the thick of it. And that concept makes sense because the water and sewer connections follow that line. There are easements for water and sewer that come down the north side of the soccer fields there.
Yep.
But the full width of a 60-foot easement hasn't been set aside for that, and it would cut into require reconstruction, I suppose, of the soccer fields. And
that's an assumption on my behalf. I can't sit here in front of the board and tell you that I know the exact location of that third street, you know, where that would be with the fence lines that are there. Mm-hmm. There's a wooden fence in here that borders the soccer field. And I, you know, people sometimes put up fences without knowing exactly where the lot pins were, but for the most part, they're generally pretty close.
The lines that go down here were resurveyed when the water and sewer mains were put in. So that's pretty, the fence is pretty close to where the property boundaries are.
Okay, and so I'm assuming the water and sewer ran pretty center to the street, is that?
Yes, yeah, so it is south of the fence, okay, so maybe 20 feet.
Right, and that would be off onto those soccer pitches, which obviously correct. The school has no right to do. If they put a soccer pitch and the sprinklers on something that is in the middle of an easement, that's the school's fault and the school's problem, and we'll have to fix it.
I believe that there may be some irrigation that gets close to that, but I don't know if what the width of the easement was that was acquired for those water and sewer mains.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that soccer pitch was put out onto that street easement just from being there and looking at that water shut off and that sewer manhole that's down there on the north end of that soccer pitch. I would put a $100 bill on the table that it's a problem.
Yeah.
What's Third Street accessing? What's it go through? What's it going to?
You mean back down to town?
No. As that if and when it heads out.
It would access the parking lot for the ball fields in between the soccer and baseball fields, and ultimately it could connect to Willow Way in Creekside Meadows, which stubs out as a dead end into the school property.
The architects actually designed a parking lot in this area right here. And so here's ALC coming in.
A school parking lot.
A school parking lot for access to the fields. Gotcha. So really, the extension was just to get to a parking lot. You know, and I assume that the engineers again looked at it and saw the street was connected to Willow Way on the long-range plan for the town.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that's where it would corner in right there.
But of course, it'd be no benefit to the school district to extend it further than the parking lot.
Right, because that would be city street.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look for Third Street, each third lines up, and you just by virtue of kind of following that through.
It's not a straight line, you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that soccer pitch that sits right here is going to be obviously have to be moved to some degree.
Okay. And there's no room to move it down? I don't
know. No, there's some room there. We're looking at the redesign of that whole complex and trying to get this track repaired and doing some things. This pinch point right here is our biggest problem between...
Is that your property boundary right up against the track?
Right here? Yes.
Other side. Well, that, okay, that side too.
And... I mean, this is the supply ditch, so there's a pinch point right here where we can't go any further.
Yeah.
So we're trying to mitigate that.
Gotcha.
And that's the Palmer property you're talking about.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Right here. But that ditch, you know, is just an issue. Any way you look at it.
So I guess as far as the transportation plan goes, the Third Street is a long range concept that seems to be pretty closely aligned between the school's plans and the city's 2006 plan. The Phillips Street is something that's a relatively minor adjustment, I would expect, to what the city's...
It's really a parking and safety adjustment. Mm-hmm. And what we're dealing with is this is the grand sum total of the street side parking for people arriving at the school for most events, unless they're willing to park back here, which most our visitors don't even know that there's parking back here. And so the plan is to park. Let me just pull up a
question. Can I ask
that would
a question,
be a novel idea, wouldn't
which
it?
Might be part of it. That gravel, disheveled parking lot across the street from the high school, is
yes.
that part of this?
No, we do
is
not.
Is that own, you don't own that?
We don't own that. Huntley owns it. The Huntley family out of Jackson, Wisdom area.
Okay.
And they were not, you know, they just wanted to clean it up and the town asked them to clean it up, and so we no longer have access to that.
Ah, got it.
And so I apologize for the keystoning, but this shows the grade-in area. And so we're moving the playground into this area where the busing is. We're bringing Phillips Street in for a drop-off loop, and the elementary now would face south. So this is the current elementary entry up here. It faces north, so we would have an elementary entry down here. People can come into the parking lot, park. Buses originally were coming in and access this way on this reroute that goes by the pump house right here. And so it is a relatively minor, we're just, you know, moving basically the last half of Phillips Street, so these kids are coming out of the playground out here without crossing the street.
Good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was trying to put all the pieces together. They scratched their head for a long time on this one. But yes,
yeah.
But this parking loop right here, if you come down at... about 8:10 to 8:30 in the morning is just a mess. And then if you arrive for anything in the evening, whether it's a school or a non-school event, parking is virtually non-existent. One of the bigger events we have is our Veterans Day Assembly. And we just apologize all over ourselves because people come early and then a lot of our really senior veterans try to come in and some of them drive away because they just don't have parking access and close enough access, which is totally inappropriate. So, by putting this parking area right here, it raises a lot of eyebrows in the community and people don't like paying for parking space. But when you put this in right here, you have immediate and long-range plan in 20 years is to add on to this gym facility and make this into an auditorium. Then your parking is off Third, and it's immediate, and you can actually come in from Second Street. You can come in from the what's that road that goes out? Is it Railroad or
East Side?
Out by that.
The old Creamery.
The old Creamery.
That's first
East Side Highway.
So
First Street
on this side of the tracks, it's Railroad Avenue. On the other side of the tracks, it's First Avenue.
Okay, so it's First. So you actually can get out on First to the highway. So there's a couple of. And you've got Third Street, you've got Second Street, which is not ideal, and then taking people out to the east side. Mm-hmm. But at least it's not all bottlenecked in one place. And we're already using Third Street access, so that makes a lot of sense. but that takes care of our parking issue for both the gymnasium, sidewalk coming into the gymnasium right here in the entry, and parking for the high school.
So
we're going to continue to have Third Street traffic. There's just no other way around it.
Yeah.
And the elementary would probably come in Middleburg through the park would be the most viable access for the elementary side, or up Fifth Street and in. You might still have some people coming up there.
So ultimately, we want to make sure that we don't get muddled in the whole vote issue for the bond. But the two questions are, one, Third Street is a long range thing that we should probably
Absolutely.
Just keep in touch with
Absolutely.
And,
yep.
and work together on, because Second Street is not a good alternative access to get
right.
through to Creekside and to the east. On the other hand, the Phillips adjustment is potentially, I guess, something that would involve an abandonment of an existing city street and rededication
of the surface, not the mm-hmm. the underground easements, but the mm-hmm. abandonment and relocation of the surface rights for that street.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I'm not certain that this would, there are a number of things in our future streets plan that need updating because of things that have happened since 2006. Perhaps in a month or so, the town might be interested in looking at reconsidering this plan, and it's something potentially that the council, the mayor, or the school district could request that.
Well, by next Tuesday, I know whether I need to appear
yeah.
in front of the town council or not.
Coming up fast. And so, again, there are two issues. One is the Phillips Street move. The other is this plan.
Right.
And so I'm just putting it up for consideration if the planning board or town council or the mayor think it's appropriate to initiate reevaluation of the town master street master plan and what that would involve.
Can I just see if I'm understanding this correct? This is current, 2006 is where we're at. That's the last sort of master plan of the streets.
Yes.
With assuming the bond passes for the school, there's some things that might be changing. This is quite out of date. The question is, do we want to look at updating this?
Yes.
Is that a
yes,
good summary?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's not just the school district's activities.
No.
It's also
absolutely.
Things that have happened around
yeah.
town.
And updating this involves hiring somebody to do it versus,
not going to happen in-house.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be in the best interest if the bond does go through to bring this forward to the town council to discuss it?
Absolutely, because...
And that way everybody's on the same board.
I was given the blessing to proceed and go, but it was never a vote to abandon surface rights or anything. It was, you know, we all nodded and we were all on the
right.
same page. So it would have to go to town council for a vote, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, a presentation like this in front
of
the rest of the body.
Yeah, that's, I don't mind. People, including my wife, will talk too much anyway. But.
And then will the town council say what's the recommendation for the planning zoning?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So perhaps at this point, open to any suggestion or recommendation.
I do want to point one more, just small item out, that when the architects designed this, they actually designed this with three entrances onto park. One from the parking lot, one from the driving loop, and one entering into the driving loop. I have had several people from the town and other engineers say good luck with that. They're not going to give you three.
What's wrong with getting rid of them?
What are the distances, do you know, Bob?
Not off the top of my head, I don't. But when we would look at this, I would think, very honestly, we need to have traffic coming into this parking area and then moving out of this parking area into the driving loop. I think three entrances onto the street in that short of a span is problematic.
Although it's a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit right there, which is pretty slow.
It is, but there's congestion. Mm-hmm. If people will come out and turn right, it's not bad. If people, and we have a horrible number of people that insist on turning left, heading out
of
the parking lot.
Those people living south of town.
And right here, we'll have traffic backed up from right here all the way back up towards 3rd Street, because people will not come out here and turn right, they want to turn left. And it creates a traffic backup, especially in the snow.
You would never consider doing any sort of median or directing traffic. That's not even a possibility.
I think George would.
Okay.
Object. He'd run the snowplow.
I'm sorry.
George. He's fine.
I made you digress a little bit, but my point is I'm not excited about three entrances across here either, just for traffic flow.
Well, and it cuts down on the on-street parking as well for every entrance you have.
Is it
approach?
And I apologize if we already have that. I don't think we do, but once you find out that this passes, is it possible to get a copy of this, the current proposed layout?
Oh, absolutely.
And then we could comment on it to the town council. Phillips seems like a no-brainer to me.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the reduced access off park. And 3rd, I'm still a little hazy on, but it makes sense long term.
That sounds like a good process. If you'd be willing to send something to the planning board, and we could see if it's appropriate to make a recommendation to council or not, and follow up with.
I can send you a copy of this specific item, which is really what we're trying to do right now. I can send this to whoever wants it right now via email.
John, okay.
Hey, John, here we go.
I'm open. That's my suggestion.
It makes sense. Is that general agreement? I don't know if we need to vote on it.
I guess you're looking to see the results of the bond issue.
Yes.
Holding another planning and zoning meeting to go mm-hmm. through
and look at that
from there and figure out the best recommendation to give to the
Sure.
Yeah.
And
that's exciting. Moving forward on that.
John, it doesn't appear that I've ever emailed you. What's your email address?
johnk at pcimontana.com.
Spelled out or
Montana spelled out, yeah.
Is that it?
Let's see.
Looks really close. I can't see.
johnk at pcimontana.com.
That's it, yeah.
Maybe you can share that, John, that we can help.
Sure. Yes.
Does anybody else want a CC of this?
Sure. GTLP.
I can send it to everybody.
Sure.
I think, you know.
Is that better? Just have
you send it? Unless Ms. Moore wants everybody's email.
It doesn't. Rather than me sitting here typing and distracting you, I can.
Yeah, why don't you just
send it for those two and call it good.
Thank you.
Do you want it? I do have yours in.
You can put mine in, that's fine.
Town?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Done?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I certainly appreciate you
taking
the time.
I'm happy to talk about this. This is a passion of mine.
I can tell.
If you have any other questions, you can always call me. I'm available at school. Sometimes I'm not immediately available, but I do try to return every phone call.
He has your number in his phone.
He doesn't answer for me. Of course, a lot of you guys are guilty of that. I'm just saying.
It might be you.
Anything else I can answer for you before I shut this down? Any other thing you want to see?
Thank you.
I think we're good. Appreciate it. That information. Shane is the one who's got all
that. And I'm okay.
Thanks. Shane Morrissey. Thank you. Okay, it says a win, so you should all have it. And thank you for your time. Yeah. Thanks for allowing me to come in and visit with this evening. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
See you Thursday.
I don't think I can do it this Thursday. Why do you need a sub?
I don't know if we do or not.
Seems to me I have a meeting.
There it is. Came through. Good.
I'll answer that question right now while we're both together.
Okay. So we've got the next thing on the agenda is a variance request for...
It's really neat. There's an event at school that should attend.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks. For the property at 513 Charlos. And the this is a request that's going to the Board of Adjustment, which is the mayor and council. Planning Board does not hold the hearing. That's in front of council, in front of the council acting as the Board of Adjustment. But the town code calls for comment from the Planning Board regarding this proposed variance. And so that's what we're considering here. It's discussing it, making a recommendation or comment to council regarding this variance request. And maybe if I could ask Mayor Dewey to give us a brief explanation of what this is. It's between Megan's house.
I can also give an explanation if needed because they're my neighbors.
You've been through the process.
And I got four of them today.
Yeah.
And I've been through the exact same process for my property.
This is a duplicate variance to what we did with Megan,
yep.
Which is why you don't see a staff report tonight. I'll put a staff report together once I have planning and zoning's comments, and so that the Board of Adjustment has something to review. But for your purposes tonight, this is the property directly south of Megan's. That all those homes were built too close to the street, to the right of way, and in order to add on to the front of those homes, they need variances in order to do
what's
that.
The setback there?
25.
I think big picture, like my house was the first one that went in there, and it was built in 1915 or something crazy, and then it was moved there in the 40s, long before the city, long before anything.
For zoning,
city
yeah.
Went in,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The zoning went in, and the it didn't, you know, setbacks didn't work.
Setbacks didn't exist.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those other houses, setbacks didn't exist. But if you stand in front of my street, which is what I did when I did this, and look the two different directions, there was all sorts of, you know, places coming out near it. I'm not totally sure why there's a 25-foot setback there. That's big.
Well, the 25-foot setback was set by R1 zones. So any R1 zone, regardless of what street it's on,
yeah,
is a 25-foot setback. The problem with your street specifically is that it's a very wide street that hasn't been vacated down, right?
Yeah.
Further north, we vacated part of that street down, so it was only a... Oh, probably a 40-foot street instead of a 60-foot street.
So the setbacks come in.
So
further.
The setbacks
yeah.
would come in further, and then we wouldn't necessarily have these issues along that last block of the street.
What's 80 feet? Mm-hmm. What's Charlotte's?
It's probably 60 or 80.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one. I know.
A lot of them were 100.
Street.
There are 60, 80, and hundreds, and we still have some hundreds left.
Really?
Yeah, Third Street is still 100, but.
Well, their porch, I mean, I haven't looked at much of this, just what they said, wouldn't stick out any further than the one I got.
Because their house is actually further back.
Their house is further back than mine.
Yeah. And I used to live at this house on the other side. which had a porch that I don't know.
Anyway, that's a whole other topic.
What's that group playing next to us?
You guys are just all piece of bread.
What's that?
In for the bread.
But I just
I thought you said.
I just everybody's.
I just got that view of it, so you can see that the porch on 515 sticks out quite a ways in front of.
Oh, and sorry, 515 is the one directly south. The one that you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you used to live in that one.
Yeah.
This is you, Megan.
So that's me. And I don't know if you
really.
I don't know if you guys were saw mine when it came through.
No. Okay. Hours and hours and hours going through the closet. Shack bedroom.
In the crawl space under that house?
Yeah.
The neighbors are they had no idea they were supposed to go.
The first year I was there, it was 20 below for 3 weeks, and I spent a good part of that time thawing out the pipes underneath there.
Yeah.
That was horrendous. Mm-hmm.
All those pipes still have issues.
Yeah.
Our first last winter. Digs underneath that house when I was.
Oh. Anyway.
So anyway.
We digress.
We digress.
That's Dan, Greg. yeah, all I can say is I don't think they're coming out any further after seeing their Arizona drawing and they probably sort of matches the house. I don't personally see any issue with it, but I don't know that I should be able to vote on it since I live next door and did the same thing. So.
And your vote would be for or against a recommendation for something like that?
I will say when I did my porch, they actually came in or wrote or something and said, yeah, we'd be psyched for her. Because when I bought that house, it was a piece of crap, and all the neighbors were psyched to have something happen to it.
Yeah.
So they were completely supportive of me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
And they pride themselves on their yard.
They got yard of the year, I think, 3 or 4 years ago.
They like to remind me.
Wow.
You have the privilege of being next to the yard.
Right.
In the code for approval of variances.
Dandelions.
Oh, mine is minor. I'm going for the natural one.
There's four criteria, kind of, in approving modifications or appeals, or the board, in this case, being the Board of Adjustment, shall designate such lawful conditions as will secure substantial protection for the public health, safety, and general welfare, and shall find as follows. One, such modifications will not be inconsistent with the intent and purpose of this chapter, zoning, or any adopted master plan. Two, that strict compliance with the provisions of this chapter would create unnecessary hardship or unreasonable situation on any particular property due to unusual extreme topography, unusual shape of the property, or the prevalence of similar conditions in the immediate vicinity. And I think in their application that you've read, they addressed that. Three, that such modifications will have minimal adverse effect on abutting properties or the permitted uses thereof in adjacent properties. Extend further into the out toward the right-of-way than that property. And four, that the lawful conditions stated in the approval are deemed necessary to protect the public health, safety, and general welfare, which provisions may include, this is if you want to add conditions, provisions may include a time period within which the proposed structure will be erected, required landscaping and maintenance thereof, requiring the surfacing and marking of off-street parking, loading areas, any other conditions as will make possible the development of the town in an orderly and efficient manner and in conformity with the intent and purpose set forth in this section. So I guess it seems that they've addressed the issue of strict compliance being an unnecessary hardship. Because they're getting elderly and they would like to have a way to enter the house from the front that is safer. And I guess the only other issue related to this would be if the board, I'm getting the hint that you're sort of in favor of this, whether the board wanted to recommend conditions, stipulations to council or not.
It seems like they put their own conditions on just by defining, you know, how it's going to be 11.5 feet
back from the
driveway.
I didn't bring mine. I should have maybe bought mine, but I think close enough.
So I mean, they've done that as far as if they built it per their plan.
Yeah.
I think they define it.
You have mine?
No.
Oh. I've got theirs. I was curious on mine.
Oh, you're okay.
Sorry.
I thought you were saying you didn't bring your copy.
No, I was just curious. I was saying I should have brought mine. I've got theirs here. Thanks.
It looks like.
But do you want to go through each one of those and do a finding and make a conclusion?
If the board comments. Is interested. Okay.
Could probably get fairly quick. Yeah.
Sure.
Read the first one.
One such in approving applications of appeal, the board shall designate lawful conditions as will secure substantial protection for the public health, safety, and general welfare, and shall find as follows. One, such modifications will not be inconsistent with the intent and purpose of this chapter, basically meaning zoning, and or any adopted master plan.
I would say it's not inconsistent that there's prior precedence for this. The existence of the home precedes zoning. And there's no sightline issues.
Certainly not good with the current.
No. I'm the only one that
maple tree, I think.
Sightline.
Is that named maple? And with the tree out there. It's not like...
Well, they're not on a corner.
Right, it's not like there's going to be traffic intruding into that. I mean, it's got a very natural barrier already there.
Okay. Is now the time to bring up that somebody hit the yield sign last year in front of our street and tipped it over and has never been put up, right? It drives me nuts.
No one has yielded since.
And you would give me the business last day.
That's totally off topic. Just saying. Yeah. Just trying to capitalize on this moment.
It's a different department.
I just
said Charlotte.
1-800-GEORGE.
I think we also would.
Charlotte.
On this
and.
I've got a prop that you got in Riverside. Somebody hit it.
Years ago.
Wide. I tried to prop it.
Yeah.
And I'll try to find out.
I don't think we were over.
I think George was.
What the width of that, I think
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't come to the office
so
and
good.
End it then.
I'm also one that sees like 90 degrees very accurately, and so it's awful. What's the second one, sorry?
Second is the strict compliance with the provisions of this chapter would create unnecessary hardship or unreasonable situation in a particular property due to unusual or extreme topography, unusual shape of the property, mm-hmm. or the prevalence of similar conditions in the immediate vicinity of the property.
You just answered it.
Yeah. Prevalence.
Number C.
Just answered it.
Yeah. Third one.
Okay. third, that such modifications will have minimal adverse effect on abutting properties or the permitted uses thereof.
They all obvious. Extend beyond.
Yeah.
And... The fourth kind of assumes conditions, that the lawful conditions stated in the approval are deemed necessary to protect the public health, safety, and general welfare, which provisions may include time for constructing, pardon me?
No conditions. Wait,
yeah.
Yeah, no conditions assumed built
no.
per drawing submitted.
Okay. So the general consensus I understand is that
I'd move to
we
approve
would,
it.
Okay.
And recommend. Second.
Move and second to recommend approve. To the Board of Adjustment to approve.
To take it to the Council.
Okay.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Do you want me to write a letter to Council or the Board of Adjustment, or
so
should we pass it?
Does it have to go to Council? Is that the next?
It goes to the Board of Adjustment.
It goes to the Board of Adjustment, which is
also the Council.
That's
right?
It, yeah.
It would just be put on the agenda.
Yeah.
It's a separate meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's its own meeting. It's not a regular Council meeting.
Yeah,
so it'll be brought, all the property owners will be notified within 500 feet of the property, do a public notice in the paper, hold a public hearing, and the Board of Adjustments within. Pretty elaborate process.
It really is. Which I get.
Not easy without town clerk.
I bet. sorry.
I guess he has to do it.
Sorry about that. You don't have to mail me. I knew it was you.
There's another variance request that's probably going to be coming from Kodiak Jacks because Cody apparently changed his plans from what he presented to us last year. And so that needs to come back. And
so
that'll come about right after the CO.
So he's he's already been granted one variance for parking. He's failed to comply with that variance, and so he's been issued a stop work order.
Okay.
And said, you need to bring your plan into compliance or submit for a variance. He's submitted for a variance. It seems he's continued construction at his own risk, knowing that if the variance is denied, then he's got some problems.
Can you give us an update on where he's out of compliance?
So he's short on parking. So the back of his property was originally supposed to have parking on it. What happened was he built his kitchen, the phase one, his kitchen, too close to the sidewalk or to the edge of the street. So it didn't allow for any parking there, which then forced parking onto the street. That's okay.
No, which is the backside?
Church Street.
Okay.
Would that be south?
That'd
is
be
that
east.
East. East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that and we found actually technically, the entire building sits on a Church Street address instead of a Main Street address. So if you see a Church Street address come through your variance, it's because the property is on Church. The building is on Church Street. The parking lot is on Main Street. So his front parking lot is the Main Street property, and that is insufficient parking
for the capacity
for the size of his
capacity.
Building. So his options were reduce the footprint of his building, or find another place to put parking, or apply for a variance. He's applied for a variance, but has continued construction.
How much
for less parking?
I'm going off memory. Six spaces.
Six of how many? Do you have any idea?
Maybe that's not correct. I need to go back and look. He was reduced from, I think, 26 spaces to 20 spaces.
We reduced it already, didn't we?
You've already reduced it.
We reduced it to 15.
And I think he was short another six.
He's definitely 14.
He's got rentals plus the...
Yeah, he's basically got three parcels of property sitting there together.
And I guess one of the things we considered was kind of a sharing of spaces.
He's going to find he's going to put some parking on the south side.
Mm-hmm. So and that's for the most part developed already. That was part of the plan, and he's already got that into place.
Okay.
That south parking on
Sixth
Street. So I suspect based on conversations, on the initial application he provided. Was that his remedy is that instead of having to provide his parking on his property, that he develop off side street parking for the city. So he would develop by paving and installing drainage parking on Church Street in lieu of having to put it on his property. So there'd be a trade-off by saying, if you develop the parking on our property, we'll let you use it for parking on your property.
Hmm.
Is that something more amenable to?
The administration is open to the idea as long as it's done as long as it's developed properly to the correct standard.
And some statement of longevity, I assume.
Right.
But the
thing about the variance is the variance will apply to that property forever.
Because Church Street's pretty wide too, isn't it?
Church Street's a wide, yeah. It's another 60-foot street, I think.
Well, I would have thought it was even wider.
It might be 80.
Yeah.
It's a wide street.
There's
so
a lot
if he,
of space there.
There's enough space there to do angled parking. So if he were to correctly pave and stripe and develop that parking on Church Street, it would be a benefit to the town of Stevensville because we don't necessarily have the resources to do that ourselves, and it would benefit the surrounding neighborhood by providing that street.
If it's got the width to allow that, I mean, that's a win-win, it seems like to me.
Yeah, so.
Right.
That's, if I...
But don't
like
build it like that.
What's that?
Build it like...
Yeah.
You screwed up.
So you're waiting for more information. So
his application was incomplete. His application was incomplete. There was no site plan or anything like that with his with his application. It was just basically the application with some pencil writing on it. So we sent back, said, you know, this is, we need more information. Since you're planning on having a planning and zoning board meeting after the bond election, that may be an opportunity to, if he gets his paperwork in, to go forward. Okay. So,
good.
And if he doesn't bring anything back and he continues to build, that won't necessarily come before your body.
Do we want to set another meeting or do we wait?
Yeah. Do you want to? This is time of year. You don't want to schedule
no.
yet. We might want to wait to see.
See if it passes.
That's fine.
What Cody puts in, and if it passes, and then decide maybe next week, and we could send out a notice.
Middle part of the month, I'm gone for a week or so.
End of May?
Middle of May.
Middle of May.
Council's gone second week of May, too, for MMIA training.
So middle of May is not good, and so it would be the end of May.
For consistency, I mean, never mind, I was going to say that. There's a holiday there. I was going to say, if you wanted to go with the last Monday of the month, that would be Memorial Day, but it work. So.
But sometime later that week.
Right.
Once June hits.
We don't have to do it on Monday, though, either, right?
No. Actually, I think traditionally the meetings have been held Wednesdays. Preferably if you guys would move your meetings to a certain Tuesday of the month, and that would keep all of our boards on a Tuesday night, which would be helpful. That's a suggestion.
Do you have a consistent Tuesday problem?
I have a consistent problem.
You've come to the right place.
You're a commissioner.
We'd like to hear your problem.
Got a couch?
That's
you would.
Can we
look at your plan? I would.
Look at your plan.
I'll wait. We'll see what the results of the planning or of the bond election are. As soon as I have an application updated from Cody, then I'll get with John and we can schedule
it. I can probably make Tuesdays work. I think I have.
The day's not an issue for me. It's just that I travel
for Tuesdays.
So much.
And we do have the ability to bring them in
board,
via
remotely.
Web.
Remotely.
If we ever need to employ that,
that's
we can.
Fine.
Good. Anything else we need to bring up? Should we be out recruiting folks to?
So
it's up to council.
Re-reviewing the board member terms, and obviously it's been a while since this was updated, but I made some notes on it, figuring out who's in what position. So what we have is two positions vacant in town. So two town residents are vacant.
Hey. And you're saying those get appointed?
Those are appointed by me.
How about Jerry, now that he's not...
He said no.
Okay.
So basically, people come
he's
to you before you go door knocking.
I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I had this this is from 2016. No wonder.
And that's probably the same one I have.
Okay, but it says that Mr. Chilcott has expired.
Well, yeah, we need to.
No, that's just him personally.
I'll go when I get back in the office. I'll double check.
You'll see that, Mr. Ritter.
I know that these dates have been updated.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Ritter and Mr. Chilcott have expired.
Are you looking for people to?
Nope.
Barely. Do you have people in mind? What's this?
No, I don't have anybody in mind. If you know somebody, send them my way.
I don't know, but I'll think about it.
So, I mean, we received one application for planning and zoning board, but he wasn't a city resident, so he didn't. Heat the bill.
Got it.
So they need to be a town resident, and there's two of those that are available. So I have a couple people in mind that I'll ask, but I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Anything else? Public?
Oh. Getting over here makes it pretty nice.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
So what's the town's position on putting a 5-volt